Elizabeth Gilbert's book, Eat, Pray, Love, was much loved by her many readers and proved inspirational in many of their lives. Now there is a book titled Eat, Pray, Love, Made Me Do It. That is an anthology of essays about the role the book has played in transforming the lives of a number of fans of the book. One of the essays selected is by a local Greater Cincinnati writer, Jen Flick. She's a number one best-selling author and inspirational speaker who has co-authored The Wisdom of Midlife Women 2, Cultivating Joy and Unleash Your Inner Magnificence. Her essay is titled Seek, Heal, Grow. Jen, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
Your essay starts by filling us in on what must have been pretty much an ongoing traumatic event in your life. So would you read from your essay, please, for us?
Certainly. The year before I found Eat, Pray, Love, my calendar was filled with the words chemotherapy, double mastectomy, radiation, and complete hysterectomy. There were other words, too. Meditation, visualization, affirmations, and gratitude work. My treatments and surgeries were brutal, and this latter set of words kept me afloat. What's more, because of them, I began to experience God and universal love in ways I never had before. Raised Roman Catholic, I was fully aware that what I was experiencing conflicted with the beliefs I had been taught as a child. Still, I couldn't deny that these new practices felt powerfully right to me. They seemed to fit the nature of my soul. I rejoiced inwardly over my deepening relationship with God, but was cognizant of the distance I felt from my religious roots. It was as if I had woken up one morning only to discover the shoes I had been wearing my whole life had shrunk in the night. Obviously, I would need new shoes, but I had no idea where to find them. Alone in my newborn spirituality, I questioned if such shoes even existed at all. This is what I discovered. Once I dipped my toes into the waters of my truth, any concerns I had over what others might think drifted away with the tide. I also learned that there is a vast difference between being shown a way to God and finding your way to God. My foundational beliefs had dramatically shifted. I had reached the point of no return.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's such an interesting and key point in life, this difference between being shown and finding, discovering your way. Talk a little bit about that, maybe some of the steps that went into it, because I think for most of us, it doesn't come in a flash.
Right, and that's a very good point, because as my essay mentions, I was raised Roman Catholic, and I remain incredibly grateful for the religious roots that I was raised with, because I do think as a child, it's very important to be shown ways. Of course, too, as a child, your spirit needs to be free to roam and find things on your own. But those deeper meanings of life regarding spirituality and any type of religion that then your spirituality can blossom from, I think as a child, it's incredibly valuable to be shown ways. And so with my religious upbringing, I learned so much about Jesus and Mother Mary and the saints and the angels, and I remain so incredibly grateful for that. But also, too, as you get older, some of that dogma, the way I like to describe it is that inside the box for people like me, it's completely okay for that to still work for other people. I never want to push my way on other people. But for me, I am such a free spirit that in the box type of dogma was conflicting with so many of the things I was learning because, as again it mentions, I was working with visualizations and affirmations and to help me through all of my treatment. And meditation became incredibly powerful. And that opened up this whole new world beyond just prayer. Because for me, there is a difference between prayer and meditation. They can overlap, but again, like finding your way and being shown a way, there's a difference in that. For me, prayer translates more into talking to God, you know, asking, beseeching. Meditation for me is more about listening to God. And I began to realize any relationship involves both. Any relationship involves talking and listening. And so for me, my relationship with God started to grow and become so much deeper. And I found all these other levels because I incorporated the listening aspect.
Yes. I think it's interesting in that one of the things Elizabeth Gilbert proposes is this concept of one word can define a person. I think that's a really hard thing to do, but you do it. So tell us what word you chose.
At the time when I first read Eat, Pray, Love, 8 years ago, my word, and I loved that part when she was in Rome and they were discussing their word. I loved thinking for myself, what would my word be? My word was evolving. Evolving frees you to become whatever it is you can become, whatever way you choose. And I definitely was evolving.
So as you did evolve and moved on in your life, then I think more recently you've chosen another word, yes?
I have. However, evolve remains part of me. And now, if you would ask what my word is today, it's absolutely full out, beautifully, joyfully living. My word is living.
There was a favorite place that Elizabeth Gilbert goes in the book. You want to talk about India and why that struck you so importantly?
Yes, India was absolutely my favorite part of the book. And it's because it met me right where I was when I read the book in terms of spiritual awakening, but in terms of my growing spirituality and me connecting to the aspect of myself that is spiritual versus religious. Religious is more, again, inside that box that if, you know, you follow the rules. Spirituality is more connecting to what is absolutely true for you. And it can work within the rules of religions. For me personally, it brings everything outside of the box and really allows you a connection with God.
And I want to thank you so much for sharing this inspiring journey in your life with us and for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
I've been talking with Jen Flick, whose essay, Seek, Heal, Grow, is included in an anthology titled Eat, Pray, Love, Made Me Do It. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.